Second Sunday, Year C. A reading from the prophet Isaiah. About Zion, I will not be silent. About Jerusalem, I will not grow weary, until her integrity shines out like the dawn, and her salvation flames like a torch. The nations then will see your integrity, all the kings your glory, and you will be called by a new name, one which the mouth of the Lord will confer. You are to be a crown of splendor in the hand of the Lord, a princely diadem in the hand of your God. No longer are you to be named forsaken, nor your land abandoned, but you shall be called my delight, and your land the wedded. For the Lord takes delight in you, and your land will have its wedding. Like a young man marrying a virgin, so will the one who built you wed you. And as the bridegroom rejoices in his bride, so will your God rejoice in you. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Proclaim his marvelous deeds to all the nations. Proclaim his marvelous deeds to all the nations. O sing a new song to the Lord. Sing to the Lord all the earth. O sing to the Lord, bless his name. Proclaim his marvelous deeds to all the nations. Proclaim his help day by day. Tell among the nations his glory and his wonders among all the peoples. Proclaim his marvelous deeds to all the nations. Give the Lord, you families of peoples, give the Lord glory and power. Give the Lord the glory of his name. Proclaim his marvelous deeds to all the nations. Worship the Lord in his temple. O earth, tremble before him. Proclaim to the nations, God is king. He will judge the peoples in fairness. Proclaim his marvelous deeds to all the nations. A reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. There is a variety of gifts, but always the same Spirit. There are all sorts of service to be done, but always to the same Lord. Working in all sorts of different ways in different people, it is the same God who is working in all of them. The particular way in which the Spirit is given to each person is for a good purpose. One may have the gift of preaching with wisdom, given him by the Spirit. Another may have the gift of preaching instruction given them by the same Spirit, and another the gift of faith given by the same Spirit. Another again, the gift of healing through this one Spirit. One, the power of miracles. Another, prophecy. Another, the gift of recognizing spirits. Another, the gift of tongues. And another, the ability to interpret them. All these are the work of one and the same Spirit, who distributes different gifts to different people, just as he chooses. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Alleluia, 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 alleluia. God has called us with the gospel to share in the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Alleluia, 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 alleluia. The Lord be with you. And with your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. On the third day there was a wedding at Cana in Galilee. The mother of Jesus was there, and Jesus and his disciples had also been invited. When they ran out of wine, since the wine provided for the wedding was all finished, the mother of Jesus said to him, "They have no wine." Jesus said, "Woman, why turn to me? My hour has not come yet." His mother said to the servants, "Do whatever he tells you." There were 6 stone water jars standing there, meant for the ablutions that are customary among the Jews. Each could hold 20 or 30 gallons. Jesus said to the servants, "Fill the jars with water." And they filled them to the brim. He told them, "Draw some out now and take it to the steward." They did this. The steward tasted the water, and it had turned into wine. Having no idea where it came from, only the servants who had drawn the water knew, the steward called the bridegroom and said, "People generally serve the best wine first and keep the cheaper sort till the guests have had plenty to drink, but you have kept the best wine till now." This was the first of the signs given by Jesus. It was given at Cana in Galilee. He let his glory be seen, and his disciples believed in him. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.